Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:32. After 9 long months, Nashville's main library has reopened. The site closed after the adjacent parking garage caught fire in June. WPLN's Cynthia Abrams reports from the library on reopening day.
At lunchtime, the library was pretty quiet. But for the patrons who were there, this day was a long time coming.
I've been waiting and waiting and waiting for months.
I've kept looking on the news to see when they're finally opening.
293 days we were counting. It was on my calendar because I was counting.
So the moment I heard that it was open again, I'm like, oh, I can come back.
There are different reasons why people have missed the main location of the Nashville Public Library. For Ruben Simpliciano and his 5-year-old daughter Lillian, it's a place to read, play, and watch the puppet shows.
Ooh, Bluey. The copy Blueys.
We would go, we'd come here multiple times a week. It was a great, like, after-school activity, and we missed it so much.
There's also Marilyn Barnard, who was using the library computer to apply for work. She bused to the downtown library, which she says is the most convenient location.
You do your shopping downtown, sightseeing downtown, eat downtown. You just do it all from this location.
Russell Moore, who works nearby at the comptroller's office, resumed his work break browsing.
And I would come probably every 2 or 3 days, sometimes just to browse through the stacks, and you may come upon something that you didn't even know you were looking for.
And for Chris Mofio, who is unhoused, it offers a safe place to spend the day.
It's a sense of ease. I can read a book, put my mind on other stuff other than what else is going on.
While the library is open, the auditorium, conference center, and adjoining parking garage remain closed for longer-term repairs. Cynthia Abrams, WPLN News.
The trail systems in Ashland City and Clarksville are inching closer together. A set of trail segments known as Eagle Pass were donated to Ashland City by the 10 Green Land Conservancy, which is the state's oldest statewide land trust. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.